Hi, everyone. This is a bit of a longer question, but it's so crucial and fundamental, really, in understanding this, my encouragement to go deeper into the world, into relationships, into emotions. So I'll read it all out. It's very good. Hi, Claire. I came across your podcast about a year ago, and I love your take on duality and the crucial piece of allowing the experience to be had rather than using a non-dual conversation to bypass it. Yes, good. I have a question regarding the 15th of February episode where you talk about going in deeper where there is discomfort or anxiety. And in the case of your friend with the anxiety about driving, to drive as much as possible. Over recent years, I've come to see that there was a narcissistic abuse taking place in my family of origin. This discovery, together with exploring where behavior really comes from, has been both painful and liberating, and has shed an entirely new light on my tendency to prioritize pleasing others over my well-being. My parents are separated, and now my mum is in her 70s and showing signs of dementia. She is even more emotionally fragile than she has ever been. In her world, she knows better than everyone and has to teach them or put them in their place. And she will be vitriolic towards anyone who doesn't see the world as she does. It has always been this way, but now it's like the filters are gone and it's expressed much more openly. I can see the innocence in it, and yet it doesn't make any sense to me to engage with her or spend time with her. It doesn't feel right to make myself available as an emotional dumping ground. And there's a jolt to the nervous system when she's aggressive towards me, which then impacts on how I function in my own life. So my question is, in a case like this, what's the difference between having boundaries and going in deeper where there's discomfort? I don't think you're saying this, but sometimes it feels like you were saying I should spend as much time as I can hanging out with my mum so that I can feel the discomfort. My whole nervous system screams no to that. And it seems that limiting or perhaps even ceasing contact would make sense for the health of this body-mind. Would you say that this is bypassing? Also, I know in reality, no one else is coming to sort out care for her, and I will have some sort of contact with her as part of this process. Thank you for reading this, and I would absolutely love to hear your take on it. So brilliant. What a brilliant question. So clear and articulate. And so important, because it's this listener really brilliantly is getting us to like the sort of center of the question of that sort of fine line, isn't it, between re-traumatization and freedom. And everything, so much in modern life is saying block, go no contact, avoid, distance yourself, move away, you know, go alienate someone, don't hang around with them anymore. Because these feelings that come up when we're with this person, you know, the listener saying it feels like I'm an emotional dumping ground, a jolt to the nervous system when she's aggressive towards me, which then impacts on how I function in my own life. So clearly what is happening is there is a conditioning of need, fear, shame, insecurity, lack that is active. It's active in this listener. And these contacts with the parent are triggering that conditioning, and it feels awful. And so the listener is saying, wouldn't it be better for me to just never see my mum? From that perspective, yes. From this modern, you know, today's outlook that says avoid the things that trigger us, avoid the bad feelings. Yes, stop all contact. And I just wouldn't, I don't see it like that. I don't see it like that at all. I think, you know, like Byron Katie's saying, our family, our friends will continue to press our buttons until there is nothing left for us to see. And I would say for this listener, there is a lot to heal, isn't there? There's a lot to assimilate and integrate and acknowledge and understand. And the invitation, I would say, is that in these moments of contact with the parent, to where there's capacity, have the contact, just really just in order to feel what is coming up in the body, where that's available for us. And I absolutely recognize that that's not inevitable, that that will be available for this listener or for any of us, that there'll be moments of such intensity that it's too much. But where it is available, it's there to be felt. And there's a story of our past to see from more perspectives. And I would suggest, and this is confronting for all of us, that there is an invitation to see how our behavior is the same as our mother's. Where, you know, so for example, the listener says, in her world, she knows better than everyone and has to teach them or put them in their place. And she will be vitriolic towards anyone who doesn't see the world as she does. It's always been this way, but now it's like the filters are gone and it's expressed much more openly. The listener says, I can see the innocence in it. But I would say, like, maybe even, can we see where we are doing that? And that's a breakthrough space where we can really see that what we're most resistant in our mother, we're doing to her, aren't we, really? You know, we're saying we know the world better than you. We're vitriolic towards her in the sense that we just don't want to be around her at all. We resent her deeply because she's got this view of the world. So these things are tough. They're really hard to hear because this protection around the identity has to remain in this victim-villain space. But as long as that's in place, this whole dynamic is locked in, and it's locked in as a war within us. There's nothing has been reconciled within that, and it doesn't even really matter if we block her and never and go no contact, because it's still in us. There's still that resentment, that resistance. So it's tough. I know it's tough, but equally this is a space of absolute freedom. And so I would say, the listener says at the end, no one else is coming to sort out care for her, and I'll have to have some sort of contact with her as part of this process. So I would say, in relation to those organizational and administrative things, that it seems like the listener is prepared to take on, have each of those contact points as moments of deepest inquiry, deepest allowing of whatever is going on internally, and reflect, really reflect on what it is we most resent and resist, and how we are doing that behavior ourselves, how we're enabling that behavior, you know, really, these are the moments in which we shift from child to adult. Staying a child is torture for us. That's not the design. And the shift into true adulthood is through ultimate accountability, ultimate allowing of the emotional roller coaster and landscape that's going on, ultimate owning of our own behavior. So the listener says, what's the difference between having boundaries and going in deeper where there's discomfort? Such a good question, isn't it? The difference, I think, is that, and it's a very clear difference, we can speak, you know, we can say, don't speak to me like that, or no, I'm not going to do that, or that's unreasonable, or that is not a word I ever want to hear, or that is not behavior that I want to have in my presence. Those are all really powerful boundaries. And again, you know, we've spoken about it before, but boundaries will change as the conditioning within us of vulnerability, fear, need, shame and lack changes. So the boundaries can be voiced, and at the same time, through the boundaries, we can go deeper in, really seeing what's actually going on. So they're not mutually exclusive at all. They, in fact, I would say the more deeper in, the more integrating is going on in terms of our past trauma, the more openness there is to our feelings, the clearer the boundaries become. Because from the identity perspective, boundaries are so confused. There's so much dissonance in them. So our behavior is so unclear. Our voice is unclear. Our intentions are unclear. Everything's swirling around this protection. It's just sort of chaotic. But as everything is allowed to be felt, as things are voiced, as we take on ultimate accountability, then boundaries are crystal clear. Yeah, so they're not mutually exclusive, and this is a brilliant question. I'm really grateful to the listener for it. So thank you. Lots of love. Bye.